Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the second and the third Mishnah of the seventh chapter of Bava Metzia for OU Shnayim Mishnah program. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, you can specify the meals and meals of a certain size that the person that you're responsible to feed your laborers, or you could specify no meals whatsoever, but if you don't specify anything, then you go by the custom of the day laborers in that place. This Mishnah, however, says that even if you stipulate nothing, no meals will be given, the Torah itself requires that a certain amount of eating be permissible for the laborers, that they can actually eat from the fruit that they're laboring on, but under certain conditions. Ve'elu ochle min haTorah. These are the kind of laborers and the type of food that they're allowed to eat when they're working on a day laborer job. Ha'oseh b'mechubar lakarka, b'shat gemar melacha. So if they're working with produce that is still connected to the ground, like they're harvesting wheat with scythes or sickles or whatever they're called, then they're allowed to eat once the wheat is ripened. They can't eat it before it's ripened, but once it's ripened, they could take some of that and they could pop it in their mouths themselves. Obviously, they can't eat all the wheat, as we'll see in a later Mishnah, and obviously they're allowed to cook it first, since nobody's going to eat raw wheat, but they are allowed a part of the produce that they're working on, as long as that connected, if the produce connected to the ground, as long as the produce is ripened. And if they are the type of workers that are working on things that are disconnected from the ground, like let's say they're polishing apples or that kind of work, so then the only type of fruit, harvest, produce that they could eat is if it has not ripened, if it's not yet ripe. Gemara learns this out from a pasuk based on how you can't stop your animals from grazing while they're doing their work by covering up their mouths. So based on that, pasuk can learn certain things about laborers and when they're allowed to eat. But without going into the details and the complications of how exactly we learn out that verse and what kind of food it applies to, what kind of food it does apply to, the basic cutoff is if produce is ready to be tithed, or if it's bread or dough, whether it's ready for challah to be separated, that is when it is considered ripe. Before it is ripe, it is not ready for tithing. So once it's ready for tithing, for maser, so you can't take from that fruit anymore, and before it's ready for maser, for tithing, then you can take from that fruit if you are working on fruit or produce that is disconnected from the land. There are other issues there. What if you're taking unripe fruit, but you're doing it for the sake of making the ripe fruit grow, so then you can't do it, but that's the Gemara. Ubedavar shekidu lo min haaretz. And there is another stipulation, which is you could only take food, eat food or produce which grows from the ground. So therefore, if you're milking a cow, you can't have the milk. And if you're slaughtering meat, then, or you're working on meat, so that you can't take a part of either. The next part of the Mishnah seems to be just a polar opposite of the first Mishnah, and the Gemara always assumes that the Mishnah, when it does something obvious, it's actually there's more to it than meets the eye. But here we'll just stick to the plain meaning of this Mishnah. Ve'elu she'en ochlin, here are the people that are not allowed to eat, and the stuff that they are not allowed to eat if they're day laborers. Ha'oseh b'chum b'lakarka, if you're working with produce which is still connected to the ground, b'shah she'en gemar melacha, before it's ripe, you're not allowed to take any of it to eat. Ubitzlush min hakarka, if you're working with produce that's already disconnected from the ground, me'achar she'nigmar melachto, you're not allowed to eat it once it has ripened. Udvar she'en gidulo min haaretz, and as I said, like meat or milk, if it doesn't grow directly from the ground, so you are not allowed to eat it. And now on to Mishnah Gimel. Haya osin biyadav avalo viraglav, biraglav avalo biyadav, afilu biktefo harizeh ochel. So the Tanakhama says a laborer who works with their hands but not their feet, which you would do if you were, say, stomping grapes or something like that, or if you work with your feet but not your hands, like you're plucking produce directly off the ground, or you're using a sickle to or scythe to take up the wheat harvest, or even if you're just working with your shoulders, such as you're carrying the baskets of harvested fruit to the granary or whatever it is. So no matter any kind of work, even though you're not working with all of your body, so to speak, your hands and your feet, you are allowed to eat from the produce. And the reason why there's a question about that is based on what I mentioned briefly in the last Mishnah. The verse from which the rabbis learned that day laborers can eat from the produce that they're harvesting for free is based on the fact that you're not allowed to close up an animal's mouth by putting some kind of covering on it to keep it from grazing while it's working in the fields. And therefore it learns that so too, not only the animal that has the item placed over its mouth, you're not allowed to do, but the person who's placing the item over the mouth, you're also not allowed to restrict. So the thought is, though, if it's based on the animal that you're not allowed to prevent, an animal works with its hands and it doesn't have hands and feet, but it works with all fours. So therefore, you might think that since we learned it out of that verse, the same requirement would be on the day laborer to also use hands and feet. The Tanna Kamma says no, but Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda omer ad shiyaseh biyadav raglav, that Rabbi Yossi says yes, you need to work with hands and feet in order to be able to eat from the produce, and we follow the Tanna Kamma.